Welcome to Coach's Corner, brought to you by First National Bank. I'm Sean Jankowski. Joining me is the head coach of the Muskies, Jake Miller. Coach, you guys defeated Clinton once again. 37-21 was the final. Tyler Lloyd had a great game. 9 receptions for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns, and giving him 8 on the season. Can you talk about his great start to the year so far?
Yeah, well, you know, Tyler's been, you know, he's a 3-year varsity starter, and, you know, he's been an impact player since the first day he came to us his sophomore year. And, you know, I think he's a little bit disappointed how things went for him, you know, not only personally, but for our team last year. And he was very motivated this offseason to have a good season. And, you know, he's had a good start to the year, and he's made some big plays, and he expects to make the plays, and we expect him to make plays. So, you know, we're pleased with how he's gotten started.
Also, another player that's had a great season so far is Jake Schultz. He scored twice in that Clinton game, but he had one receiving and then a pick six to seal the deal for you guys. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about some of your other guys that play both ways?
Yeah, you know, well, Jake is a guy who, you know, he was a one-way starter last year at safety, and very, very good season as a safety. And, you know, with some of our kids graduating at receiver, you know, he's kind of a guy we look to that could potentially play some receiver. And it's kind of a fine line with those guys. We don't want to play them too much both ways, but when you have athletes like Jake and Drake Kulik, you know, we have to find ways to get in the ball on offense a little bit. But we are going to try to minimize, you know, the amount that they do go both ways. But, you know, obviously Jake had an outstanding game, and we expect big things out of him because he's one of our best players. And, you know, he stepped up and made the big plays when he needed to.
After seeing the film against Clinton, what stood out to you and your coaching staff? I know you were talking about the interceptions were kind of a big thing.
Yeah, we had 3 turnovers, and, you know, that's a combination of things. But at the end of the day, you know, it's our team had 3 turnovers, and, you know, just have to watch the film and learn from what happened and try to improve on it so it doesn't happen again.
Now turning our focus to Bettendorf tonight. You guys are going to Bettendorf, but they're 3-1 on the season. They lost last week to Pleasant Valley by a score 38-0, first time since, I guess, 1970 or so they've been shut out. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys looking at, Bettendorf?
Well, they've got a very good team. You know, last Friday night, you know, they did lose, but, you know, that happens to a lot of people. It could be one of those nights where they were just off, but they're an excellent football team. They've got a huge offensive line, several good skill position players on offense, and, you know, a big defensive line. With you know, one player who started for him last year is back on the D line, and, you know, they're aggressive on defense, and they are fundamentally sound. They always play great on special teams. They don't turn the ball over, and they're going to be the biggest team we play all year, most likely. And so we'll have our, you know, our challenge tonight, just matching their size and physical nature. Hopefully, you know, we're ready to go with that. We had a good week of practice, so we feel like we'll be ready. But, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup due to the fact that, you know, they're coming off a tough loss. It's on the road, at a place that's difficult to win, but we're excited about the opportunity.
So with that being said, what are a couple of keys if you guys want to come out with a victory tonight?
Would be nice to get off to a good start, you know, to start the game, try to get on the scoreboard first. That would be, you know, something that we would have as a goal to try and do. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, we still feel like we're going to be okay. We need to limit the turnovers. You know, we can't have, you know, 2 or 3 turnovers in this game. They're going to make their plays. We know they're a good team, so they're going to have their plays. We just can't have big plays. We have to limit the big plays that they have. And, you know, we know they have some impact players that can make big plays, and Malik Hudson and their quarterback and the running back. And so we've got to try to limit the big play opportunities.
How's everybody doing health-wise? Everybody up to 100%?
Yeah, I think, you know, as good as we can be for you know, the 5th game of the year. We've got probably as healthy as we've been since week 1. And so, you know, you can't ask for anything more than that.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight against the Bulldogs of Bettendorf.
Thank you.
And that will do it for Coach's Corner, brought to you by First National Bank. I'm Sean Jankowski. Coming up next is the Muskies and Bulldogs live from Tollville Stadium in Bettendorf. Brian Musel and John Bryant will have the call right after this on MAC 93.1 FM.